the fourth to the Clippers. Second baseman, number 13, Carter Block.
Carter Block, Dan Berg, Heath Kramer set the pace. Right-hander to Logan Nesson here in the fourth inning. A scoreless game between Watkins and Bird Island. Carter Block 0-for-1 today as he follows the first pitch to the screen, the backstop, and the count at 0-1. Carter, we've seen him throughout regions and state tournament. He can play various roles for you. He's done some pitching. Plays infield. So kind of a nice utility guy to have.
You play amateur baseball, I'll tell you what, you get asked to do a lot of different things, don't you?
You do. Block a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher, and it pops out. And the count at 1-2 to Carter Block.
It makes you very valuable, doesn't it? You can play any position.
I think, Don, an amateur baseball player as a whole, most of them have played multiple positions in their careers.
Yeah. There's never anybody just pitched.
No.
When they play amateur ball.
No.
You pitched or you played first base or you played an outfield position if you did pitch.
You got the DH once in a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once the action come in.
Low and away and the count 2-2.
If I'd have been a better hitter at the end of my career, I think I could still be DH. But I wasn't that great at one at the beginning, so it was
2-2, Block swings and misses. Ball bobbled by the catcher and the throw to first in time to get Carter Block. 5 strikeouts now for the right-hander, Logan Nesson.
I know if you really look at it, how many positions, I'm sure you played just about every position there was. I don't know if you played much infield.
Not a lot. First base, but
I never caught, and I think that's the only position I never played. And I know I have a son that played every position. He caught a little bit and did a lot of pitching. Liked the outfield.
Here's Dan Berg at the plate, and the pitch high to Dan. 1-0.
But back in those days, I think when you were growing up, if you could become a good pitcher, you could catch a little bit. In those days, it was a good chance of getting drafted.
Here's Berg, a line drive up the middle, knocked down by the pitcher. The throw to first, and safe at first. As the second baseman picked up the ball, Sagadahl did. Made it very close, and Danny Berg beats it out for his second hit of the day.
I think that goes up the middle if he doesn't get a glove on it.
It does, yeah. Hey, stick around. Our postgame show this afternoon will name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player will receive a certificate that he can redeem over at either Albany or Richmond A&W. Actually, Lincoln Hogan, winner one of our last few weeks, said, I went over to Richmond and had myself a burger this week. So Lincoln was able to redeem it. Here's Heath Kramer, a swing and a miss, strike one. Boy, that ball just dove away. And the catcher, nice stop behind the plate, James Wolfel.
We always kind of make that comment, you know, but it'd be nice to get in a batter's box and take a hack at a few of these guys. But I always say, how do you adjust your bifocals to get that sighted in?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's true. Almost have to get rid of the glasses now.
Well, I might as well not even go in there.
The ball's 2 as he fouls it to the backstop. 0-2. Dan Berg at first base with one out. Some pitch. He's the ground ball to second. Sagadahl bottles it once, bottles it twice, still has a play on Heath Kramer. And he gets Heath as Dan Berg safe at second base.
He got that little in-between hop there in that double play ball there, and he wanted to pick it and go to Storks, but once he dropped it, then he dropped it again. Well, then he made up his mind. He took his time and got that out, which was good thinking on the second baseman.
Fortunate for the Clippers because now they got a runner in scoring position with Carson Geislinger coming to the plate. Carson reached on a base hit, just a little infield single back in the first inning, or make it the second inning off the pitcher. First pitch to Carson Geislinger, a strike call to 0-1. 0-1 the count. Nissen's pitch a little bit low, and the count 1-1. 1-1. Matt Geislinger, he manages this Clippers team. Mike Nagel, one of our state board members managing the Bird Island team. 1-1, 2 outs. Pitches high. Here goes the throw back to second, and save there by shortstop Dylan Goss.
Dylan Goss had to jump up in the air pretty good to get a hold of that one.
Oof.
Quick throw.
Two balls, one strike to Carson Geislinger.
I love catchers that do that.
Yeah.
I do. I like them throw behind runners at first base or
keeping everybody honest, aren't you?
You bet.
The kick, the pitch to Carson. Ooh, he had a good swing on that 2-1, and he fouled it to the backstop, and the count now 2-2 to Geislinger.
That's the one he would like to see back again. I think he'd have taken that right over to shortstop's head.
He might have had a 1-0 game.
I think so.
Two balls, two strikes. Nolan Geislinger on deck for the Clippers. The pitch to Geislinger inside and low, and the count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Dan Berg taking that lead at second. And the pitch by Nissen. There's a swing and a miss, and Geislinger out on strike. As Nissen gets a sixth strike out of the day for the Clippers. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. We played four here in Springfield. No score between Watkins and Bird Island. We're back in a minute.
Dairyland Supply and Sac Center has been your number one Artex dealer 2 years in a row. We thrive on customer service and selling the right equipment to keep your operation running smoothly. We also carry brands like Hagedorn and Kuhn Knight. So if you're in the market for a manure spreader, new or used, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Here we go. Top of the fifth.
Watkins Baseball on KASM, brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Paintsville Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Paintsville, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning in Richmond, Erkins Water of Cold Springs, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency over in Paintsville, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, and Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud. Top of the fifth inning, and Colton Minkle leading it off. He hits a ground ball up the middle. Carter Block can't come up with it, and it's a base hit here for Minkle in the fifth.
Didn't get a lot on it, but it found its way through the middle of the infield. Carter Block tried diving at it. He stops it. He still doesn't get him at first base, but a good effort.
The third hit.
Wasn't hit hard, was it?
No, not hit hard. Third hit. It'll bring Logan Swan to the plate.
So what are you thinking here, Randy? You think you want to get him over to second base here?
With, let's see, number 8 and 9 coming up.
Probably not.
Probably not. I think he might let Swan hit, and he did take a big swing and a miss, strike one.
I would let him swing two here. It's still early in the game, but looks like that one run is going to play big here, isn't it?
It is. Top of the fifth inning. Minkle leads from first. 0-1. And Swan another swing and a miss, strike two. Swan struck out in his first at bat.
Not catching up that fastball.
No. No. Matt Geislinger today, 5 strikeouts. He's given up the 3 hits. Looks down to Lincoln Hogan. And the left-hander goes to first, and Minkle back safely. We haven't seen Matt throw to first much in his pitching outings on the mound.
I think everybody that knows Matt probably knows he's got a good move.
The left-hander comes home, pitch outside a ball. And the count, 1 ball, 2 strikes now. One, two, the count. Going is Minkle. Here's a swing and a miss for a strikeout. Throw to second, not in time. And Minkle in with a stolen base. So, they use the the swinging strikeout as a stolen base opportunity there.
Didn't look like hit and run either, did it, on that?
No,
no.
Number 17, Sean Dollarshell.
One out, runner at second, and Sean Dollarshell.
We're still right back in that position that we talked about, getting him over to second base.
Dollarshell had a double in his first at-bat today. Just blooped it by Kevin Kramer out in center field. And the pitch is outside of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes.
It had to be just outside on that. But close.
Minkle, the base runner at second. No score here in the fifth. Swing and a miss by Dollarshell. And a strike two, or make it 1-1, excuse me. One ball, one strike. That was a hefty swing. Again, we have a breeze that at times it seems to be blowing straight into our face from center field, but it appears on the flag more from right to left. It's the Dollarshell, another hefty swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes.
Matt, not messing around here with Dollarshell.
Seems like Matt gets tougher when he gets a guy on base. And today, the leadoff man has been on two of those five innings so far. It's low for a ball, and the count at 2-2.
I'd like to get him over to third base here. Anything in the dirt that bounces away from Hogan would be a bonus for Bird Island.
Ball, two strikes. Geislinger ready on the mound. Comes to the set, and the left-hander delivers, and Dollarshell swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and he swung at three pretty darn good fastballs from Matt Geislinger.
I think he was under him. Every one was.
Yeah.
Never got on top of that fastball.
Trevor Nissen.
Going to bring Trevor Nissen to the plate. Nissen is the DH, batting number 9 in the order. Struck out in his first at-bat today. Matt Geislinger's breaking ball. Boy, he took something off of that. Nissen just totally baffled there. And the count 0-1. A called strike. Ball, it's one strike. Matt Geislinger kicks and delivers. Minkle goes. Hogan bobbles the ball as now they're saying it was a foul ball at the plate. And back to second goes Minkle. So he was trying to steal third.
Pretty good jump with two outs here.
And again, I don't understand why you would try to. You don't want to get thrown out.
Oh, make the third out over there.
No. 0-2 the count. Number 9 hitter, Trevor Nissen. Change up, check swing, out on strike, says the home plate umpire. And that'll do it for the Bullfrogs here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. 4.5 innings, it's Watkins nothing, Bird Island nothing. More baseball in a minute on KFM.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
As we make our way to the bottom of the fifth inning, no score here in Springfield. Watkins sent number 9 hitter Nolan Geislinger to the plate.
And then Kevin Kramer and Lincoln Hogan.
9,816 people for the tournament so far up until last night and today. Pretty good crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, really good crowd.
For all the social distancing and what we can have here at a park. So.
Nolan Geislinger fouls the first pitch back and out of play in the count 0-1.
So they're using up the tickets as much as they can. Each team gets 125 tickets. So his capacity is 250 that you can have.
The 0-1 to Nolan Geislinger, low for a ball, and a 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nolan struck out in his first at bat. That was with the bases loaded. Here's a chopper back to the mound. Nissen bobbles it. Throw to first. No, he's not going to even throw it as Nolan Geislinger is going to beat it out for an infield single.
Nissen was backpedaling on that one after he found the ball again. By the time he gained his composure, Nolan was at first base.
You know, one thing I've seen today, Don, Nissen's not a very good fielding pitcher.
No.
That's
so
three,
far.
Three for sure miscues by him on the mound today.
You're right, Randy. You just can't feel the ball cleanly.
No, no.
I noticed that too. You're right.
And it's almost making me tell the Watkins dugout, kind of bunt it back at him. It's like,
well,
make him make a play.
It's going to happen.
Here's Kevin Kramer stepping up in the batter's box. Kevin shows bunt and ruled the ball and 1-0.
Dollar Shell, he's up on the grass here. He's expecting bunt, and I think it's getting to that point of this game here where you want to try to get a run here.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Kramer with some awesome speed. Ready on the mound, Nissen. Kevin pulled back again like he was going to bunt. And takes it for a strike, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Nolan Geislinger at first. Doesn't have a very big lead yet as Nissen comes home, and Kramer, a shot to third. Down on it is Zegadal. He'll get a second for one, and the relay not in time, or make it. That's Dollar Shell at third. Nice play by Dollar Shell. And they're saying that they're calling him safe at second.
No.
Oh, no, they're calling him out. Okay.
No, I was a little upset with that call. He figures he was not on the bag on that.
That the Phantom stepping on the bag? And Matt Geislinger trying to argue his case with the base umpire. And the base umpire wants nothing to do with it.
No, he pointed the coach right back over to the box over there. And I think he had probably a legitimate gripe.
So it's a fielder's choice. Nice play by Dollar Shell at third.
Wow.
5-4 on the fourth.
I didn't think he was going to go to second with that after he fielded that because Nolan was down there quickly.
Kevin Kramer goes on the first pitch. Here's the throw. Not in time. No, they're calling him out. Kramer was coming up already. And the umpire had a horrible angle, and he called Kevin Kramer out. Whoa. So the Watkins lose a couple base runners here in the inning as they put the tag on Kramer as he was coming up out of his slide already.
Wow. Tough call.
Kramer out 2-4 on the putout, two outs. And that's going to be the inning. What just happened? As at the plate was Lincoln Hogan.
No runs on one hit.
As Lincoln Hogan retired.
To the left field.
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, I guess I'm going to have to check and see what happened to Lincoln because all of a sudden they were walking off the field.
Yeah,
Lincoln,
fly
ball left field. Okay. So fly ball left field, that's it. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We have played five here at Springfield. No score, Watkins and Bird Island. We're back in a minute.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
All right, top of the sixth inning. Boy, Watkins has their hands full with Bird Island this afternoon. No score here in the top of the sixth. And the Clippers have had opportunities.
Yes, they have.
And, of course, they have not been able to execute and get that one run in that they need.
A couple of close plays at second base there where the calls did not go their way. And
here's a high chopper to Nolan Geislinger at short. Nolan Fields throws to first in time to get Woeffel.
Nice play by Nolan at short. Watch for that big hop.
There are some, Don, that would have charged that and tried to get it on the short hop yet, and Nolan trusted his arm that time,
yes,
didn't
he? Yes, he did. He's got a pretty good arm for a young man.
Woeffel was the leadoff man. Here comes number two hitter, Jordan Sagadahl.
He did need to get rid of that in a hurry.
One out for Bird Island here in the sixth, and Sagadahl takes a breaking ball for a strike and 0-1. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. No score in the top of the sixth inning. Here's a foul to the backstop and the count at 0-2.
Sagadahl had a good cut at that fastball right down the middle, followed straight back.
Watkins, the last team remaining out of Region 15C in the state tournament. Ready on the mound, Geislinger, the 0-2, just missing outside, and the count at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Geislinger works quick, and right down the middle, Sagadahl gets caught looking. 9 strikeouts for Matt Geislinger. 2 outs and Tyler Hebring to the plate.
First baseman, Tyler Hebring.
Tyler Hebring, 0-2 today against Matt. And the pitch is blowing away a ball, 1-0. Boy, nothing has really tested the outfielders either today as far as a long fly ball. All the outfielders playing so shallow here. Curveball, fouled to the backstop, and the count 1-1.
He's got pretty good control of this game here so far. And like you said, Watkins has had their chances getting guys on base, but he just can't seem to get them any further than third base here today.
1-1 the count. Swing and a miss, strike 2, 1-2. 1-2. Bemidji leads 2-1 over Prior Lake. That in the fifth inning. 2-1 Bemidji over Prior Lake. Here no score. Pitch just inside to Hebrink and the count at 2-2. There'll be games tonight at 6 o'clock at both sites. Final games of the evening. Union Hill against the Young America here in Springfield, and then Bluffton takes on Sartell over in Melroy at 6. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and that does it for Bird Island in the 6. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5 here in Springfield. No score. Watkins and Bird Island, we're back in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good."
This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka,
ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka.
Bottom of the sixth, Matt Geislinger will lead it off to the Clippers. He, Brendan Aston, and Carter Block try to pick up a run off Logan Nissen here in the sixth. Both pitchers have gone the distance. Geislinger so far today, 0-for-1, was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat, struck out in his second at-bat. First pitch from Nissen, a strike called, and 0-1. 5-1, Bemidji leads Prior Lake over in Melroy. Followed back and out of play by Matt, and the count at 0-2.
Watkins with the two state tournament games so far, they were hitting .310 coming into this game, so good average. 7 hits today again, so.
Well, it's 2 strikes. Pitch low and away. And the count 1-2 to Matt.
Well, Matt himself hits .500.
He had a great region and continuing it here in the state tournament. Ready on the mound, and a swing and a miss. That pitch just handcuffed Matt, and he kind of just check-swinged at it.
Never seen that pitch
hit
Matt that bad, but he had nowhere to go with his hands on that one, did he?
Bring Brendan Aston to the plate.
His hands wanted to stop, but the bat did not.
Watkins, no runs, 7 hits, no errors. Rhode Island, no runs, just 3 hits and no errors. Brendan Aston takes high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 to count. Boy, you know, you look at this park, Don, and you see where the outfielders are playing today, and then the feat that Cold Spring Rockies player Austin Duffner had last week, hitting 3 out of this baseball park. You just kind of shake your head and you go, how did he do it?
I don't understand it either. I can see over on this side, over in the right field line here. I think he had one there, and I think he actually hit one to left center field, too.
He did. Aston Powell tips it at the plate, and the count 1-2 to Brendan.
That one I seen on Twitter. That kind of went, I don't know, that left center, that 385 out that way, didn't it?
Yeah, and then one went to right center as well.
Yeah.
1-2. Nissen ready. The pitch to Aston outside, a ball, and 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. No score here in Springfield. They kick the pitch. That's high and tight to Brendan Aston, and the count now full at 3-2.
Boy, he keeps up tight to Brendan Aston there. You just don't want to ever see one come off the fingers on that, do you?
No, both pitchers have not walked the batter today. And the pitch, Aston, a ground ball to short. Bobbled once. Here's the throw to first. In time, you have to get Brandon Aston, 6-3 in the put out.
That was hit hard on the ground to the shortstop, and he had a chance to bobble that and still get the runner at first. That's how hard that was hit.
Dylan Gass able to knock it down, and again, as a shortstop, keep it in front of you.
Yeah.
Then trust your arm. Make a good throw.
He had time. Kept his composure.
Carter Block batting with 2 outs, nobody on here in the 6th inning, and the pitch inside to Carter, 0-1.
Probably one of the harder hit balls today.
No balls. 1 ball, no strikes to Carter Block.
There's a strike called, and 1-1.
Carter blocks this, shaking his head. Wow, was that a nice pitch.
One ball, one strike. Missing on the mound. His pitch blocked. Drills it into right field, a base hit. And it gets by the right fielder, goes through his legs. Block digging for second. I think he's going to go to third. Here he comes. Here comes the throw. Not in time, and Block at third base on a hit and a two-base error by the right fielder.
Did you see the right fielder on that one, Randy? And that ball was hit right to him. I seen him pick his head up and look where he was coming down the first baseline.
He wanted to throw to first.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Picked his head up and it went right through his legs.
Yep. So trying to do something good, right fielder Colton Minkle, and trying to maybe make a throw to first. It goes through the legs and up to the plate, Danny Berg. Danny's two for two today. Eight hits for the Clippers. That ball bounces away from the catcher, Wolfel, but not far enough for Carter Block to score.
How big is that error right now in that two-base error, a pass ball?
That is huge. The Clippers
looking for that run.
Berg, the count, one ball, no strikes. Nissen kicks and delivers, and Berg fouls that to the netting in the count, one ball, one strike.
Boy, Berg is not fooled at all by Nissen on the mound.
No, he's not. He is not. He looks so comfortable at the plate.
Smelling that bat a little bit. See if the wood is burning.
He's Kramer on deck for the Clippers. Who's going to draw first blood here this afternoon and take a lead? Bottom of the sixth inning, and on the inside corner, Dan Berg takes a called strike, and I don't know about that one.
What's another one there? It's going to be tough to hit.
Yes, it is. One ball, two strikes to Dan Berg. Infield back all the way. Here's the pitch, curveball, Berg up the middle. Here's a play by the second baseman, knocks it down. Throw to first, in time. Oh, what a play by the second baseman Segedal to save a run. And the Clippers' threat halted in the sixth. No runs, a hit, one error, and one left on base. Six in our books, no score. Watkins and Bird Island, we're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Trisha at Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
Top of the seventh inning from Springfield. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. And shortstop Dylan Gass leads it off against Matt Geislinger in the first pitch. Two, Gass is a strike called in 0-1. Gass swings and misses at the off speed from Matt and the count 0-2. Gass, Atman, and Minkle here in the seventh inning. Eight hits for the Clippers, three for the Bullfrogs. Pitch high for a ball and the count, one ball, two strikes.
Well, we kind of expected this here, didn't we, Randy? Pitcher's duel today, and we're getting it.
Yes, we are. Little off speed, dribbled on the ground to second. Carter Block has it over to Brendan Ashton, and a 4-3 putout.
Oh, Brendan had his feet all mixed up on that one.
Brendan chased that ball at first, and then he had to hustle back to first because he could see Carter Block was going to get to it.
Oh, yeah.
And as Brendan got back to first, his footwork was not.
The good thing the throw was where it was.
Exactly.
Right?
4-3 on the putout of Gass, and Here's Trent Atman to the plate. Atman 0 for 2 today. Matt Geislinger throwing another gem here as the pitch is outside, a ball, 1-0. Colton Minkel on deck. He's got 2 of the 3 bullfrog hits today. This one fouled to the net, and the count, 1-1. Thank you for joining us back at home on AM 1150, on 107.7 FM, on 105.5 HD2, and on our stream at mychasm.com. 1-1, 1-out. Here in the top of the 7th inning, a check swing. And the appeal, no, says the first base umpire. Ottman did not go around, and the count, 2-1. On the mound, Geislinger delivers, and Ottman fouls it back down the first baseline, and the count, 2-2. I was telling Don in the pregame here, of course, the Island Ballroom in Bird Island, owned by the Ottman family, and I'm sure there's a relationship that goes on with Trent and those Ottmans over at the Island Ballroom in Bird Island. Pitch low for a ball, and the count full at 3-2.
Trying to picture where that Island Ballroom is. Did some work in Bird Island years ago. And
I think it's a little east of town, actually.
Okay.
3-2, 1-out. Of course, our listeners will correct me if I'm wrong. Here's Geislinger's pitch, and foul down the third baseline now. One of the few foul balls we've seen pulled today.
Up at the bullpen. That's a long way down there.
Way down in the left field corner. 3-2. Geislinger shaking off Lincoln Hogan 3 times, and now he's ready.
Probably going to throw that same pitch he started with.
There's a fastball that's popped up foul, back and out of play, and the count stays at 3-2.
Batter's going, okay, I've seen 2 of his pitches most of the day. Now he's got 4.
Yeah.
So he's probably throwing that first pitch he put the sign down on, or he shook him out to say, well, let's get these guys mixed up a little bit.
Ready on the mound again. Matt Geislinger, his pitch, a little off speed, on the ground to Nolan Geislinger at short. Ball comes up on Nolan. He makes the play and throws the first in time to get to Speedy Ottman.
Nolan's had 2 of them ready today where he had to check that arm out, didn't he?
Unreal. It's a great play by Nolan Geislinger at short. That'll bring Colton Minkel to the plate. We've had all kinds of weather conditions here at Springfield today. It's been nice and sunny, almost the perfect day, and had a little wind now. Here's a line drive caught by Carson Geislinger for the final out in the inning. He steers it like a hockey goalie would. And for Bird Island, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base.
Three down.
We head to the bottom of the 7th inning. It's Watkins nothing and Bird Island nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. Partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
Work.
Well, bottom of the seventh inning, no score here in Springfield for the Watkins Clippers. 7-8-9, Heath Kramer, Carson Geislinger, and Nolan Geislinger will try to figure out. Nolan, make it Logan Nissen, and Heath Kramer swings and misses, strike one. Heath Kramer so far today, 1-for-2.
Logan running a little snagged earlier in the game today, but he's settled back down, hasn't he?
He has. He's
found the strike zone again.
Swing and a miss by Heath Kramer, strike two. 0-2 the count to Heath. Well, two strikes, and Kramer pops this one up over at first base. In foul ground, Hebrink will make the catch for the out. Listening back at home, we have Austin Klopaki. He is a player for the Regal Eagles, and he'll be leaving for basic training for the Minnesota National Guard, and Austin will be gone until March. So, Austin, thank you for serving our country, and good luck in the Minnesota National Guard in that training. At the plate, Carson Geislinger, and the first pitch to Carson, a ball, 1-0. Carson rips this off the glove of the second baseman. He knocks it down, throws to first, and still gets Geislinger. That was a shot by Carson Geislinger. What a play by the second baseman, Jordan Segedahl, to take a hit away from Carson.
Knocked it down out of the air and still had a chance to get him at first base. And up ahead.
Number 22, Nolan
Geislinger. A little premature caller at first base. It was an out call, I think, before the throw actually got there.
Really. Oh, really?
That to me like got wrapped up in the play, I think, a little bit.
That's our same umpire we had earlier in the ball game that had some controversial calls at the second. Here's Nolan Geislinger flipping it into center field, a base hit. That one had eyes all over the baseball, along with stitches, Don.
None with stitches. That was just a bleeder.
Nolan picks up his second hit of the day.
Number 3, Kevin Kramer.
Doing gas. He had his glove was flopping in the air.
It was.
The flag that thing down. He just couldn't get to it.
That'll bring top of the order and Kevin Kramer to the plate, boy. Like to see Kevin get one of his patented doubles maybe in the gap and let Nolan run like wildfire here. Bottom of the seventh inning, no score, and Kramer fouls it at the plate in the count 0-1.
I think you'd have got your wish if you'd hit that.
0 on the count. Lincoln Hogan on deck for the Clippers. Nolan Geislinger leads at first. And Logan Nissen on the mound. The right-hander delivers, and Kramer skies it to center field, but lots of room there for Trent Ottman to make the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Clippers here in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. 7 in our books. Watkins nothing. Bird Island nothing. More baseball in a minute. Here on KASM.
Dairyland Supply and Sac Center has been your number one Artex dealer 2 years in a row. We thrive on customer service and selling the right equipment to keep your operation running smoothly. We also carry brands like Hagedorn and Kuhn Knight. So if you're in the market for a manure spreader, new or used, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Top of the A from Rhode Island, left fielder, number 4, Logan
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you in Springfield as we go to the top of the eighth inning, a scoreless game. You know, Don, in my, you know, my wildest imagination, I was expecting a good pitcher's duel, but a scoreless game so far, this is pretty cool.
Everybody you talk to, 1-0, 2-1 game maybe. I think they're in for it here. It's 9 hits, though, by Watkins Clippers here today. They had some scoring opportunities.
Yes, they have. Logan Swan will lead it off, followed by Sean Dollarshell and Trevor Nissen.
So you said last week every one of the Bullfrogs in the lineup had a hit.
They did.
There's one guy has 2 hits out of 3.
The count to Swan at 2-0. Here's Matt Pitts. That's fouled off, and the count 2-2. 2-2 the count. Moorhead Brewers leading the Cold Spring Springers 1-0. That is after 2 innings in Class B over in Shakopee. Springers beating Meesville earlier today 7-2. Pitch outside a ball, and now the count full to Swan at 3-2. Ken Hassan, of course, awaits the winner tomorrow in the Class B championship, which will be played on Sunday. Geislinger's pitch and a swing and a miss. Swan out on strikes. Geislinger picking up his 11th strikeout of the day.
Wow. Number 17, Sean Dollarshell.
One out, Sean Dollarshell. 1-for-2 today. He had a double. One of the 3 hits back in the 3rd inning as Kevin Kramer made an effort to catch a little loop of a line drive.
27 strikeouts for Matt Geislinger in 3 games so far.
He's battling Ryan Ennen from the Cold Spring Rockies for that state tournament lead. Pitches high for a ball and the count 2-0 to Dollarshell. Ennen with 13 strikeouts in a 152-pitch complete game last night.
152.
The pitch to Dollarshell a little bit high, and now the count at 3-0 to the number 8 hitter. No score if you're just joining us. Top of the 8th inning. Geislinger comes back with a strike and 3-1.
I don't know, 2001, that Bruce guy was Geislinger won 4 games of that state tournament. 33 innings pitched. A lot of innings.
There's a swing and a miss by Dollarshell. Strike 2.
It's tough to do to win 4 games of the state tournament, isn't it? You'd be pitching back-to-back here on that final weekend, won't you?
You bet. And strike 3 called. Dollarshell gets caught looking, so Matt comes all the way back after falling behind 3-0. And, records the strikeout. That'll bring number 9 hitter to the plate, Trevor Nissen. Trevor's 2 strikeouts today already. Ready on the mound, Geislinger, as he delivers. And there's a strike call to Nissen in 0-1.
Oh, he keeps mixing that pitch up well with that fastball, that curveball there. Just throws Nissen in the batter's box.
Geislinger and Lincoln Hogan work so well together. A swing and a miss by Nissen, strike 2. It's almost like Matt's putting it there and just come on and try to hit it.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
0-2 the count, 2 outs. Little change up, missing out of the strike zone, and the count, 1-2. Randy and Don with you. Top of the 8th inning. No score. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Nissen out on strikes, and Geislinger does it again as he strikes out the side here in the 8th. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 7.5. It's Watkins 0 and Bird Island 0. More baseball in a minute on KFM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkin's Water of Cold Spring.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 2-3-4 hitters for the Watkins Clippers. Lincoln Hogan, Matt Geislinger, and Brendan Ashton facing right-hander Logan Nissen. Matt Geislinger has struck out 13, has not walked or hit a man. Nissen has struck out 7, has not walked but hit one man today. Here's Hogan, a swing and a miss at Nissen's first pitch, strike 1.
See this one, when he started this game, it was fastball, fastball. That first inning, he was just mowing them down with that, but now he's changing speeds, bring that curveball into a little bit of effect here. But his fastball still looks like it's coming pretty good yet.
That one misses up in the strike zone, and the count, 1-1 to Lincoln Hogan. Third baseman playing back, that's Dollar Shell. Hogan squibs it foul at the plate in the count, 1-2. The Clippers have had their opportunities with the 9 hits today and 1 hit batter. They have left some men on base. They had the bases loaded at one time. They had a runner at third another time. And some opportunities missed here for Watkins to maybe take that lead today. A swing and a miss. Hogan's out on strikes.
Yeah, they left seven runners on base here through 7 innings.
Number 15, Matt Geislinger.
And to the plate, Matt Geislinger. Donnie mentioned early in the Duke game, 318 down that right field line. If a left-hander can get a hold of one and send it sailing. Here's Geislinger, ground ball to second. Gobbling it up is Segedahl and over to first. 4-3 in the put out of Matt Geislinger. Jordan Segedahl has had a lot of action at second base today.
As the game's going on, though, I really think the Watkins Clippers look a little bit more comfortable at the plate than Bird Island pitchers are.
Right. I agree with that statement there, 100%. Yeah, it's like Watkins has almost said, we've been in this position already. We're okay with it. Here's Ashton, squibs it to short, up on the grass and over the post. 6-3 on the putout, and the Clippers go quickly in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 8 in our books, folks, no score. Watkins and Bird Island, we're back in a minute.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.